a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two underway here on the Midnight Rider on Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast tonight, as always, on the TruthNet Radio Network. It's always there Monday through Friday night, just like it is here. So howdy to everybody over there listening. To everybody listening on KU Satellite, howdy. Pulling the signal down off of Galaxy 25. Sitting there in geosynchronous orbit, very, very high up there, 22,500 miles above the surface of the Earth, in geosynchronous orbit, beaming down the message of liberty, freedom, and truth. And the footprint is absolutely huge. I mean, it's the North American continent. It hits and just plasters it. To everybody listening on a low-power FM and AM station out there, hello and welcome to the show, wherever you might be across the fruited plain. And I know there are more and more of you out there. And to all these low-power FM and AM operators, our micro guys and gals that are out there on their own dime, spreading the message of liberty and freedom. And my hat's off to you guys. Thank you. And to our affiliate stations that are out there on both AM and FMs across America, thank you. And thank you for carrying RBN, and thank you for listening. Glad you guys are with us tonight. It's open lines on the program. The number is 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. We were scheduled to have Bev Harris on with us from blackboxvoting.org. She had to bow out at the earlier this afternoon. She is in New Hampshire, and they're getting ready to oversee these recounts. And this may be big. I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. Just the impression I got from talking to her today, though, that this might be big. So we're going to see where all this leads. And there's a lot of discussion and that type of thing regarding it. And just a pure grassroots effort here of people deciding, hey, we got to do something about this recount. And this Albert Howard, who is basically a 9/11 truth candidate, had stepped up to the plate and said, okay, I'll do the recount. He put up the initial 2,000. Granny Warriors are chipping in the rest. And they've got the big chip-on going on right now at grannywarrior.chipin.com/recount. Or just go to grannywarriors.com, and they've got the link right up there on the top left of their page that you can go there. Right now they're 19% of the way there, $4,862.50. Have been raised so far. The goal is 25,000, so we're right around 20,000 away. I made my donation about 30 minutes ago. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Midnight Rider. I can let that go on all night long. That's some good stuff. Oh, man. What a great song. It's open lines tonight here on the Midnight Rider on this Monday night, 14th of January, 2008. And big Michigan primary tomorrow. Nevada's in 4 days. And so everything about to get busy. Nevada's going to do a caucus for the first time. And the Ron Paul campaign doing a ton of workout that they've been, they think that that's probably one of their best shots is Nevada. But we'll have results for you tomorrow night of the Michigan primary. From what I'm hearing right now, he's in like fourth place in Michigan. That's if the polls remain correct. and the like. So let's go back to the telephone. Sean in Massachusetts, thank you for holding. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to comment on a couple of previous calls that called. I have just two questions. They were talking about McCain, and it was really interesting to listen to the things that were going on and the talk that was going on with McCain. And we both know that he's a player in the situation. One of the questions that I had was, why isn't all of his opponents bringing all of the detriments to what McCain's his history was in the war, out in the campaign? I mean, that's probably a really big thing that they could do for his detriment. And the other
I agree there. Let's tackle that one first. I mean, I agree with that 100%. I mean, why wasn't Bush's grandfather's Nazi past made known? Either in George Herbert Walker Bush's run as both the vice president, and then George W. Bush's run as president. These people are told what they can say and what they can't say, and they're not going to go into the fact that John McCain sold his country out. They're not going to go into that because they're all tight. They're all thick as thieves. It's the same group of folks.
I'm saying it's political candidates running against each other. You know what I'm saying? This is a war. It can get ugly with a political campaign. And when you can bring out anything you can against an opponent, I mean, you do that. And if it's something that somebody's a front runner, they're surely going to say that something that he has claimed to have been true is not. And bring it out in the forefront to make themselves look better. You know, I mean, that's political.
You know, that's and from a political standpoint, that, you know, that might be a two-edged sword, depending on how it got spun. And that may be one of the reasons why they don't. I mean, you could just go and attack him on his political record, which is enough. Here's a guy that votes to tamp out free speech regarding the political campaigns, votes for the Patriot Act twice, is involved with the Keating savings and loan scandal, Lincoln savings and loan, where this guy, Charles Keating, losing $1 million a day. McCain's wife and his father-in-law are doing business deals with this guy building shopping malls, and they're flying McCain and his wife all over the place, hanging out at their pad in the Bahamas on Charles Keating's dime. None of her reported on their income taxes. None of it in his in any of his information. I mean, these people are just absolute sleaze, Sean.
Even if we don't believe that, even if we have no recollection of that, or the American people doesn't have recollection of that, certainly the people running against him do. And their political advisors and everyone else does. I mean, please, Mike, you know that.
I know, but you're right. For some reason, all of this stuff has been off topic. It's like you don't go there, the press doesn't go there, nothing. I mean, nobody. It's like these are the topics you don't touch. This area is for Boeton. Stay away. Go ahead to point two.
Wow, that's amazing. Anyways, do you believe that?
Oh, I started with these people. These people do what they're
told. American people subscribe to that.
Say again?
You think, I mean, if I was running for president and I was his opponent, I would bring up all of this if I knew this.
All of his. But see, here's the thing. You're not a part of the club. These people are.
Yeah, I hear you.
Therein lies the difference. Quickly, your second point.
Okay. The other point was the woman that talked about the Fed, and she said that it was simply that not many people know about the Federal Reserve. And I just wanted to just say that there's going to be a short time in the American history that we're going to learn about the Fed, and we're going to learn about it probably in the wrong way.
Probably true.
it's the most important thing that the American people and anyone listening to the show should learn. Just about the Federal Reserve and the currency in this country and what we are as a nation. Because if we don't learn, and if everyone stays complacent within what they think our currency is and how it's devaluated and everything else, then they're mistaken, and they need to educate themselves and their children as to where we are as a country, as a nation, and they have to stand behind Ron Paul, and they have to understand and listen more and talk less. That's all.
Yeah, well, I agree, Sean. We've got to have got to get you a new phone, dude. That phone is awful.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Thanks for calling. No, it's all right. We may have to do a chip in for a phone. Have a good night, Sean. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Down to Austin, Texas we go. Richard, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Midnight Riders. Richard down in South Austin.
How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. I appreciate you taking my call, and you're doing a great job. Hey, I want to address a couple of issues. One of them is about this New Hampshire vote issue, and the other one is, have you anybody talk about the possibility, the strong possibility of a brokered convention yet?
I have heard it bantied about, but I don't know a whole lot about it.
Okay, well, basically,
I've heard the term used about two or three times.
Okay, well, here's the thing, is that basically about the New Hampshire vote fraud issue, is let's look at it this way. Let's look at it as that we're in a car race, and what's happened is on the very first lap of the car race, there was a big accident, and luckily our car is unscathed, except that we got a cut tire, and we had to dive into the pits, and we got our tire fixed, and there was a yellow flag came out, and we're still on the same lap as all the leaders. It's just we're at the back of the pack.
We got the lucky dog, baby.
That's right. So what we need to do is we need to focus ahead, because all the EMS and the fire trucks, you know, the VoteRescue.org people and the BlackBoxVoting.org, they're on the scene up there in New Hampshire. They're going to handle this. And that Albert Howard, he's a full-blown patriot. So this is going to get straightened out. So in the meantime, the rest of us, all us foot soldiers, we need to get out there and canvass our neighborhoods. And what you can do is get on RonPaul2008.com. Go to that main website, RonPaul2008.com, and click on that button that says Become a Precinct Captain. And when you see about becoming a precinct captain, then you're going to get a list of people in your neighborhood to work with, and go out there and work your neighborhoods, and you got to end up going to your precinct conventions, and you got to become a delegate, because here's what can happen, is we don't really necessarily, unless Ron Paul just starts winning these primaries outright, we don't want anybody to drop out of the race unless Ron Paul starts winning the popular vote. Because what can happen is, in order for any of these candidates to become the Republican nominee, they have to win 50% of the delegates plus one. And that number is 1,191 delegates. 1,191 delegates. And right now, the way it's so splintered and fractured, it may be impossible for any of these people to achieve that 1,191. That's what's going to make it so important that we all get busy in our precincts, turn up Ron Paul supporters, go to the precinct conventions, go through the process of becoming a delegate. It's different in all the different states, so wherever you're located, you need to get in your Ron Paul meetup groups so you can learn the process in your state. But what can happen, ultimately, what can happen is the way we can win and Ron Paul can become the nominee is if we end up in that national convention in a brokered convention scenario, and the people we send to that national convention could be a majority of Ron Paul delegates, that's another way we can win without Ron Paul even winning a primary.
Yeah, that's true. And this has been kind of, you know, I think Michigan's going to kind of tell Richard whether or not McCain's for real as far as being able to take Romney down, because Romney has spent a ton of money. In Michigan as well, and I hear, you know, if he doesn't do well in Michigan, he may bow out.
We'll see, in a way. We hope he doesn't, though, because we're going to have Giuliani. He'll probably have a strong performance in Florida and New York, so that's going to further splinter those delegates.
Yeah, indeed it will. Richard, thanks for the call. Good points, as always. You want to join us? The number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You're tuned in to the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's go down to Florida. George, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program. You're on, sir.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
You know, the thing is, I'm looking at an analysis. All those candidates are broke. McCain has got no money. And you know, the thing is, you look at Fox News, you look at my local news station, it's just a grand illusion. The media's trying to prop them up because they're desperate because... And you have to also look, Ron Paul's campaign is very, very solvent. It's financially, it's very sound. And Ron Paul has the resources and the grassroots backing to carry him the distance. And that's why I think you see them bashing Ron Paul in the media so much, in the debates and everything.
Oh, well, I'm not going to deny that, because certainly, you know, he's sitting pretty with the cash. He raised more than any other Republican campaign in the last quarter. He's raised it, you know, just in the last year, raised almost $30 million. And that's not from PAC money. That's not from big corporations and big foundations. That's mom and pops putting in 25 and 50 here and there. And yes. So, yeah, I mean, there's a concern about that. That's why they try to belittle him and minimalize him in every debate. They work very hard to do so. That's why they laugh at him.
Well, you know, the thing is, they're allowing me to go speak on Dr. Paul's behalf at the next county Republican meeting, and I'm going to call on the county Republican Party is to back Dr. Paul, for the reason is, as a mandate to the state and national leadership in the party, that you better change. Because I'll tell you one thing, these people up there, besides Ron Paul, they are destroying the party. McCain, I don't really see him getting a nomination. On his immigration, this guy don't change. He just gets better at what he's doing. And I can tell he stole that election in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out.
And the thing is, nobody likes Rudy in Florida, because when I went out canvassing, we get mostly senior citizens that's the voting bloc in Florida. Uh-huh. And you mentioned the Great Depression and how Ron Paul handles the money and how Ron Paul never voted for one nickel to be raided out of that Social Security Trust Fund. You know, you get him on board pretty quick. And you get him on board reminding him that he knows the value of money, and because they all remember the United States Silver Certificate that JFK did. I mean, these are little things. And like I said, they all grew up in a Great Depression. They know what it's like to live frugal. And, you know, Dr. Paul returning a portion of his congressional budget back to the national treasury is, you know, it's not a last-minute political ploy to look good. He's been doing that. He's been very consistent. And he's not part of the problem, what's going on in this country today. And he cannot be blamed for anything.
No, he cannot.
And Fred Thompson, all these people, they can be blamed for it. And like I say, these people are on their last legs. And the thing is, like I say, we got the grassroots, we got the manpower. We just got to move our boots on the ground. And I think Dr. Paul is going to do a lot better in Florida than what people think. And I think
Thanks for the call, George. I've heard some people thinking that he's going to do well in Florida. There's been a lot of effort put out in Florida. So we're going to see. I think there's a couple weeks away is the Florida primary, and we're all racing towards Super Tuesday. You know, if he could pick up a few delegates, maybe. Don't know about Michigan, because I think Michigan's a winner-take-all state. And I'm not sure about Florida, but if Florida is one where, you know, they're divvied up, if he could walk out of, say, Florida, even South Carolina, and maybe Nevada with some delegates, that's certainly going to help things. Because, again, that keeps you in the race. And as Richard mentioned, a broker convention where, you know, you work and a candidate says, well, I certainly can't get there. You're closer. Here, I'll give you my delegates. So that's certainly something that we're going to watch and pay attention to. And I'm interested to see if he does pull off fourth tomorrow night, because I think that with him not being in a huge presence in Michigan, I know their campaign, the grassroots has been working awful hard in Michigan, getting out and doing their canvassing and that type of thing. And so we'll see where that leads to. And let's bring on Bob in Tennessee. Bob, we've got about a minute before the break, so I may have to interrupt you here. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going? I don't know if I can say all I got to say in a minute, but I'll try. Hey,
I'll hold you over the break. Don't worry about it. We'll...
I just got in from work. You know, I'm out here trying to work at first 4 or 5 months of the year trying to pay my taxes, so I didn't get to hear a lot of your show. But I heard one of your guests or one of your callers talking about why these candidates ain't slinging the mud, you know, letting people know about all the mud these other candidates got. And I'll tell you exactly why they don't do it.
Hold right there. That's a nice point to stop. Hold right there. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You're tuned into the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Take all that they hand me down. They kind of smile, though I wear a frown. And I'm not gonna take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider, we're talking with Bob in Tennessee, and Bob laying on us about the mudslinging.
Well, the way I look at it, the reason they don't want to sling mud is because every one of them's got stuff to hide. And
well, that's true,
you
too.
You look at Congress and the Senate, and they don't do nothing. Man, they don't point nothing out because every one of them's got, they've got something on every one of them. If they ain't pedophiles, then they're taking bribes. Every one of them's got something to hide. Or they'd be slinging the mud. That's the way I. That's what I think.
You could be right there too. And that's one of the way. That's one of the ways they're able to control these people anyway.
Yeah,
because they all get something on them.
They get something on them,
and they can play ball.
Exactly, and they control them, and they've got them under control. Until the American people wake up and realize them people are our hired help. They're our hired help. They work for us, and until we quit putting them on a pedestal. And we quit treating them like royalty, and make them understand, and get back to the basics. If they We put them there, and they work for us. They're our hired help, and we expect them to do the job we put them up there to do, and nothing's going to change.
Yep. And just like we hire them, we can fire them. And that's what we need to do is fire them all.
But the problem is we're not firing them.
No, that's it, because everybody thinks their guy's a great guy.
Yeah.
One
more thing I'd like to point out real quick, and I'd like to hear you and every show for the next 6 months or whatever. If nothing else, just bring this up at the beginning of your show. At H.R. 2640 that Bush signed on to the other day. Right. You know about it.
Yep.
I've got a lot of buddies that I belong to a hunting club for 25 years. It was veterans. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, that is nothing but a slap in the face to the people that serve this country.
Certainly.
They started this gun control back in 1968, and they picked out one little portion of the public, and they've added on to it ever since, and that's how they do it. They're not going to attack everybody at once. They're going to pick out one group at a time, and then another group, and another group, and another group. And that's exactly how they've done it. And anybody that don't look back in history at the way they did it during Hitler, that's the way he did it. He didn't start out all at once. He started out first with one group, and then another, and then another.
Yep.
People better wake up. Because, whatever you say, when you lose your right, I can see in my lifetime how we, in the last 15 years, they've militarized our police departments. They've chipped away at our rights to own firearms. When you ain't got a right to own a firearm anymore, then they can do whatever they want to you.
Right, exactly. Yeah, good points, Bob. I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Steve in California, thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Real fine. You know, I wanted to bring up something a little different. In the chat room, we're talking about everything under the sun, but one thing we addressed was how everybody that posts to the kind of chat room that and the subjects that are on RBN, when we start doing that, we find out that our computers, the attacks by viruses and spyware and interference of all sorts and malware goes up exponentially. It's not accidental.
No.
Okay? And if you're going to do this, if you're going to post to these kinds of subjects, what you need to have is some software security protection for your computer, or you're going to go through grief over and over and over again. And there's a lot of us that speak from experience on that. You need a 256-bit encryption firewall. You need state-of-the-art virus and spyware protection and cleaners. You need registry cleaners. You need the ability to re-image. I prefer a CD. Some people like external hard drives for that. And you need to be able to re-image a computer if it gets hopelessly frozen and locked up. And this sort of thing, if you have it ahead of time, you can prevent and come back from the kind of interference that happens because of what's called megaphone software and some other stuff
right.
associated
mm-hmm.
with it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Steve, I know somebody who's working on a Patriot version of the megaphone software. If they can play that way, we can too.
I love
and,
it.
I've been talking with somebody who contacted me the other day that is in the process of putting one together as we speak.
That's great.
Yeah.
That really is. Hit them back. I mean,
tit for tat, my friend. There we go.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, you're welcome, Steve. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
They're working on this megaphone-type app that will basically provide Patriot news and information and links to podcasts, the whole nine yards. I mean, this is going to be a dandy little application when it's done. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. I mean, if they can play this way, if they can use the technology, why can't we? I mean, we might as well. Just go toe to toe with them and the thing, because when we do this stuff, it just blows their mind. It scares the daylights out of them. I think some of these little confrontations of people like We Are Change has done scares these people. I mean, just scares the daylights out of them. Like Rudy Poot, when we were changing New York, just confronted the guy over and over and over. And then they rode the subway with Bloomberg regarding the filming in New York City. I bet you Bloomberg's not in the subway anymore. but we've got to start holding these people accountable. And not only do we try to elect Ron Paul, folks, we need to send these incumbents home. There's 435 of them in Congress, and outside of, you know, maybe a half dozen at the most, they all need to go home. And because they're not doing what they've been sent to do. And a message has got to be sent to these people that we're tired of your games. We understand there's no difference between Democrats and Republicans. And it's time you go home. And we'll bring some people in that are going to do the job. And if they don't do the job, then we send their candy butts to the House, too. And we keep doing this until they get it. You send them there with a message, you get rid of these lobbyists. All of this, get AIPAC out of our Congress and out of our White House. And another thing, get rid of these frickin' dual citizens. I am so tired of people like Chertoff. A guy you know who doesn't have an allegiance to this country. Doing everything he can to take away freedoms and liberties from people. Oh, and he's busting his butt to do it. I mean, we're going on now the Real ID Act. You know, because ID is always an issue. No, it's an issue for you. It's not an issue for me. It's not an issue for the average American person here, because we don't care. We want to be left alone. We want to be left to live our lives without your little intrusion. Don't want to submit to a thumbprint. Don't want to have to do no crazy DNA scan. None of this stuff. We're not interested. So Chertoff needs to take this little Real ID stuff, pack his bags, and go back to Israel. Bye. See ya. Take along Wolfowitz and the whole gang with you. Carol in Pennsylvania, thank you for holding. Welcome to the show. Carol, are you there?
I how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I have to tell you, I was looking for a booklet through my seed catalogs, and I found a little book. I don't know how I got it. And I'm going to send you a copy of it.
Oh, cool.
Well, wait, I don't even want to tell you on the air what it's about. I want you to read it. It's going to shock you. And I think what it is, they might have handed this out to anybody that went in the military. That's what I think it is. It cost all of 15 cents. And this is just unbelievable. But in it, they tell us exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And it came from, I think, 1960 or 61.
Oh, wow. Be very interested to see that.
Yeah, so I'm going to make a few copies, and I'll send you one to... You can look it over and decide what you want to do with it. But I was just dumbfounded when I found that today.
I'm going to be getting with you here probably in the next couple of days to set up a night where we can talk about making stuff.
Okay, because I got a good one. I'm kind of... I don't know if I'm really ready, and a lot of it will be just... You know, Well, I don't know. We'll see.
No, you're going to do a great job, because we'll start talking, and I know people are going to want to talk to you, and we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, well, I hope they help me out, too, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, all of us working together.
Yeah, and, where's the old guy? I haven't heard him call in.
I've not heard Graybeard in a while. I don't know what's up with Graybeard.
Well, I hope he's okay.
I do, too. He may be under siege at Fort Defiance. I don't know.
Sorry, I can't help but laugh. But is that where he says he lives, Fort Defiance?
Yeah, last time I heard there was an onslaught of squirrels. And he may be having to fend them off.
From squirrels?
Yeah, he had a squirrel in his bed here recently.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, anyway, I don't know. I'm going to try to copy this tomorrow and get it out to you.
Please, I appreciate it.
Okay, well, you're going to be shocked.
Oh, I'm sure.
But this, you know, if you want to put this out in the air, people will see exactly what's going on, and it's going on a daily basis. It even kind of, the Sea Treaty, clear back then.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards. And it's not a very big booklet. It's small. And I'm not going to put it in color to cover, but you'll see by the insignia what color it should be on the front cover.
That's amazing. I'm looking forward to seeing it. But it's just amazing, you know, 1960, that, you know, they're thinking about this stuff even back that far. And it shows you how well-rooted these plans have been laid out. And
back
the systems
that far, in this booklet, they got it all laid out for you.
Yeah.
You know, okay, just thought I'd let you know.
Well, thanks, Carol. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Eugene in Ohio. Thanks for holding. You're on the show.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I want to get your take on something.
Okay.
Like Lou Dobbs' fella. Maybe some of the other listeners have noticed the same thing, but, you know, I'll be darned if I ever hear him mention Ron Paul. I had two opportunities tonight to mention Ron Paul and blew it. And I used to be sort of enamored with this fella. Here over the past several months, I thought it was just me, but I've asked a couple people if they noticed the same thing. Yeah, this guy, you know, doesn't take the opportunity to mention anything about Ron Paul here. He professes to be some sort of nationalist. And it just you know, really ticks me off. I want to get the feel about this. Maybe some of the listeners out there have seen same thing I'm talking about here. I'd like to know, because, you know, if this is the case, man, this guy ain't so as self-righteous as people want to make him out to be, man. What do you think?
Well, I come across an article, oh gosh, what was it? It was probably about 2 or 3 months ago. He might be looking at his own presidential run as a third party. And that could be the very reason why he's not mentioning Ron Paul.
Well, why is it that he's always bringing up Obama, your mama, and Hillary, who's pink down to her boxers all the time? You know, that's all he ever gets on there. And I know CNN's a bunch of pinko left-leaning commies anyhow. And so I'm thinking here that this Lou Dobbs is under control. He's under somebody's thumb.
Undoubtedly, I'm sure he is. But I had heard that he was looking at making his own third party run, and he thinks he can be elected because he thinks people really love him.
Well, he used to have my respect.
Yeah.
He doesn't know more, because I'm starting to see through a lot more of this since I've been listening to you guys. Been able to differentiate about a lot of different things here that I used to be blind to. Thank God for the Internet. Thank God for the Internet.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
This is the last bastion of unhomogenized truth.
Yes, it is.
I just wanted to get the feel of some of the other listeners if they've seen the same thing about this Lou Dobbs fella. And I wanted to mention something else there about here in Ohio. When is it that they have this, or do they even have a caucus here in Ohio?
Yeah, your state will have a primary.
And how do you get out in the? What's the best way to rally these people around for Ron Paul?
Well, probably the best way that you can do it is get a hold of a meetup group in your area, and get involved with them, find out what they're doing, and join the band. Many hands make light work.
Okay, Mike. Well, that's what I wanted to throw at you there this morning. I really enjoy listening to your program. You know, one more thing. Whatever happened to Mark Dankoff, man? I used to listen to that guy in the mornings, and one day I turned him on, and he's not there no more.
Mike, didn't he have a sick relative or something he was taking care of?
I meant Mark Dankoff.
Yeah, I was asking my producer, Mike. I think he had a sick relative he was taking care of. I think he was. I think that's what the deal was. I remember listening to Mark's show a few times, but I'm not much of a early morning person. So, but I think that was what the issue was, that he had a sick relative he'd been taking care of.
And this guy, Frank
Leyland?
Yeah. The guy, it sounds like his bumper music, the bumper music you got is the same kind of bumper music he had. Did he quit
or something, or what happened to that guy too?
Yep, he's at another network. He's at themicroeffect.com.
Okay.
Yeah, you can find him over there.
Okay, well, listen, I'm glad I got to holler at you there, Mike.
Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
All right, bud. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Rob in New York. Rob, we got about a minute to the break. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
So far, so good. You sound real good tonight.
Thanks.
But I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the elections, you know, about what's going on right now. And, I mean, every part of me just tells me that this entire, everything about this election and the reason that it's so important is that it's here to test the American people's tolerance to everything that's going on. It's like, you know, like when, if Hillary or whoever gets elected, whoever's going to get elected is going to inherit all of the executive orders that George Bush has gone and written. You know what I'm saying?
And I do indeed. Hold right there, and I'll let you pick up the thought for a minute or so on the other side. We got Graybeard. He's made contact with us straight from Fort Defiance. He'll be our tail gunner back here in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, final segment here on the Midnight Rider. We're talking with Rob in New York, and he mentioned the fact that, you know, whoever gets into office is going to inherit all these executive orders that Bush has been so fond of. And, you know, that's one thing that I think Republicans were very short-sighted about Rob, I mean, the very fact, you know, you've got a Hillary Clinton that could be at the helm with one of these and with all these executive orders, it wouldn't take long to go from Hillary to Hillary.
Well, yeah, no, this is true. I mean, we all know already, at least most of us in the Patriot circles, know that it's all the same party anyway. My
right.
concern is, like, I feel like this whole election and everything that's going on with Ron Paul, like, it's not even a part of as to whether he wins or loses anymore. It's his election, his entire campaign is exposing the media in a way that hasn't been exposed before as being biased and bought mm-hmm. and paid for. And they're testing us right now. Like, what we do in response to this election and everything is going to define with the next presidency. Like, right now, we know we have an economic collapse on its way, or at least a hell of a recession. Now, in one of those executive orders, it says that there's something wrong with the economy, that all of a sudden the executive branch is going to oversee the other two government branches. How quickly that proceeds is totally based upon the public's response to everything that's going on right now.
Right. So, like, that's a darn good point, Rob. I've got to move along. I've got one other caller, but that's a darn good point. Graybeard in Tennessee, welcome to the show.
Graybeard is arisen from the dead.
Where you been, man? We've been wondering about you.
There was something underneath the blanket, and it woke me up. And then the next thing I know, the computer was calling for Graybeard, so I thought I'd better call in.
Check in. How are things at Fort Defiance?
Pretty defiant.
Good.
I had a bad week this week. I worked on my manual all week long, and I did one of the most stupid things I've ever done in computer history, I think. I did updates on the backup copy, saved it. Then I went back in and opened up the original and saved that as the backup copy. So I lost a whole week's work.
Been there, done it. Got T-shirts.
Huh?
Got T-shirts. I've been there, done that. Got the
T-shirts.
Well,
I won't do that again. I guarantee you that. But
I wholeheartedly understand that.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Now that you got
about
me awake. Do you think that they allow GCNRBN? I'm not afraid to say both networks' names. I don't care if one of the networks don't like it. That's just too bad. They just have to come down and talk to old Graybeard
that's
about
right.
it. But anyway, do you suppose that they allow these networks and the audiences to call in as a relief valve to vent?
You know, I've wondered about that, Graybeard, because, you know, I've said I've been on the air for about a year and a half and on RBN since August, and I've said some pretty provocative things in the last year and a half, and it does make you wonder. It really does make you wonder, you know, at times if we aren't that kind of a relief valve, and that's what you know, they allow us to be. I would certainly hope that we're more than that.
Well, I do too. I think they may think we're a relief valve, but I think they have wakened the sleeping giant. I think they're going to have their hands really full. Secondly, I'm wondering if Ron Paul was allowed to be in the position that he's in as also a relief valve.
Well, I don't know. But let's hope we prove him wrong. Graybeard, I've got to run. We're out of time. Thanks for the call, Graybeard.
All right.
Out of time. Hey, everybody, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids and your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. We'll talk about Michigan and its primary tomorrow night.
Since 19-